Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, Kylie Jenner posing nude for Playboy with Travis Scott for the magazine's Pleasure issue. That's right, Kylie landed the cover and she stripped down with her boyfriend, Travis Scott, by her side. She's showing her full derriere, if you will. And she's just given us a sneak peek on social media on Insta saying, when Houston meets LA, Playboy hashtag coming soon. What do you guys think about that? Are you tired of seeing the Kardashians scantily clad? Are you into it?
I guess I like it.
I
love them.
I think it's sweet that she's with her man. I mean, that's cool. That's a different twist for Playboy, right?
Very, very different having a dude in there. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of their family, Kourtney is apparently going bald. Kourtney Kardashian, and she says she's pretty sure it has to do with getting older.
I do think that turning 40, like, it almost makes you analyze, like, where you're at in your life, and just, like, really, it's just giving me anxiety.
Okay, so Kourtney, it's hard to believe that she's 40.
No kidding. I thought she's like 30-something.
Right? She explains that she noticed, Kim spotted her hair loss, and she's blaming it on a very high, tight ponytail because that can kind of rip your hair out sometimes. She's not sure, but she just went to the family's go-to man, Dr. Diamond, and she's getting platelet-rich plasma actually shot, like spun and shot into the place in her head to help her hair grow back.
How much does that cost?
I'm sure a lot.
Would you guys want to start? Would you guys want to start a GoFundMe for Pork Chop?
Huh?
We could do that. Do you want to try having plasma shot in your head, like where you're just balding up top there?
Castor oil. That's what I need.
Okay. We'll get back
to
that.
We'll get a castor oil GoFundMe started.
We'll get back to that. You could also just do the spray. As we talked about. Well, actor Ed Helms, I love him so much. He was talking to Jimmy Fallon about the noises he makes while sleeping.
I moan, apparently.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
I've never heard it, but apparently I make a sound, and it coincides. I know that it coincides with nightmares. I make a sound that my wife describes as...
That would be
so
scary.
Funny. Ed Helms, of course, from like the Hangover movies, Vacation, The Office. Do you make noises when you sleep? Or do you have sleep apnea?
I have it... I have very, very low levels, but yes, I have a CPAP, but barely like one time an hour I have an episode. So, but I don't think I do that. I think I just go, I'm not like.
It's going to be weird, I feel like, if I sleep like next to someone again, because now I'm used to, I don't make noise. I'm used to total silence.
I'm always afraid my wife's going to kink the cord. Like, you know what? I've had it with this guy. Yep, no more snoring.
Oh, Linz, time will tell. Well, former American Idol host, do you remember it was Ryan and Brian? So Ryan Seacrest, and do you guys remember Brian Dunkelman?
Barely.
So a lot of people think that I made the biggest mistake in the history of television. I don't agree. I think I might have made the biggest mistake in history. Trading Babe Ruth, attacking Rush in the winter, and Dunkelman. At least I'm in good company.
He walked away from American Idol, which obviously went on to huge success. He announced, he has a new gig finally. He's been doing stand-up and driving an Uber and getting a lot of heat and shame, which is terrible from people. But now he's joining the Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition this fall as an announcer. So he's got himself a new gig. Not quite American Idol.
Where's that Seacrest money at?
Exactly.
Mackenzie with the garbage this morning on Radio Now.